I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 6 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated the eastern coast of the U.S., recovery still going on. Touch Global Crisis Response Director Mark Lewis says their teams are working with church partners in Staten Island, New York, and Galloway, New Jersey. It's slow going. Suddenly, waiting in line becomes a chance to share Jesus. Listening to a homeowner's story becomes a chance to invest in someone's life.
There's a lot of people that are out there that are looking for light and hope. And when the church can be real and relevant and connected in a very intentional way with the community in a time of crisis, it gets noticed.
Meanwhile, it's the National Day of Prayer in the United States. Central to today's theme are ongoing attacks on the country's religious freedom. The National Day of Prayer Task Force says although Christianity was vital to the nation's founding, that's not the case today. It says atheist and anti-religion lobbyists are constantly attacking America's Judeo-Christian foundation. Pray God will move through the petitions of his people. There's more at our website. And community Bible reading is making strides in Latin America. Elias Yepes of Biblica says the Community Bible Experience, or CBE, is perfectly suited for their culture.
We love getting together. And if we can get together around speaking about the Word of God, that works perfectly for us.
Over 60,000 people from 8 countries in Latin America read the New Testament as part of CBE. Biblica is hoping to see even more growth this year. Biblica's Paul Caminetti says you can pray.
We can create the programs, we can create community Bible experiences, but it's the wind of the Spirit that's going to move this along.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Hymns for the Christian Life, Modern Day Hymns. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.